President Obama is in Chicago today, where he attended a fundraising brunch for Governor Pat Quinn, who's in a tight race for re-election against Republican Bruce Rauner. Meanwhile, there is a governor's race that is not so tight in Pennsylvania. Democratic businessman Tom Wolf continues to command a double-digit lead over Republican Governor Tom Corbett, who could become the first governor to lose re-election in Pennsylvania history. The two candidates faced off in a debate yesterday, and reporter Holly Otterbein of Here and Now contributing station WHYY was there. She's with us now from Philadelphia. Holly, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, and before we get into what happened at the debate, tell us a little more about these two candidates.
Sure. Tom Corbett is a Republican. He was attorney general prior to becoming governor. As AG, he led a number of high-profile government corruption cases, was sort of swept in with the Tea Party wave, promising not to raise taxes. Tom Wolf is a millionaire, as you noted, and also a former revenue secretary in the state of Pennsylvania. He's never held elective office before, but came from behind in the primary election to beat out a pretty crowded field of Democratic candidates who were much more well-known than he was. He did that partly by contributing money to his campaign and using that to fund some pretty successful advertisements.
And yesterday was the second of three debates. What were the big issues that they focused on?
They talked a lot about jobs, taxes, budgets. Education was also a large part of the debate, and that is seen as one of Corbett's biggest weaknesses. School districts around the state have been cutting workers and services for a number of years now. Wolf says that's because Corbett cut $1 billion from education funding. Corbett denies that charge. He says a lot of the bleeding that has happened in school districts took place because federal stimulus dollars that his Democratic predecessor used to pay for schools dried up. He says education spending is actually at record levels now.
And actually, we have a little bit of sound from that part of the debate. Let's listen here first to Tom Wolf.
I mean, I've been in schools in Philadelphia where they can't even afford toilet paper. I mean, we're not talking educational resources. We're just talking basic resources here.
And here is Governor Corbett.
A lot of that is being driven by the public education unions who are pushing for additional money. And I understand everybody wants to have additional money, but we have tight, limited budgets in Pennsylvania right now.
Holly, what does this say about what's going on in this race?
Well, this is a really unusual race, actually. Voters, when they're polled, they're saying that education is at the top of the list of their concerns. Usually the top concern is jobs. So this is really working out for Wolf. And Wolf has proposed a severance tax on the state's booming natural gas industry to partly help fund education. So I think that is part of why he's been really successful. Corbett just has not been able to convince people of his argument that it's not his fault that schools have cut funding and that property taxes have gone up.
And at this point, Wolf has what, a double-digit lead over Corbett in recent polls?
He does. He did a good job at the debate yesterday. But when I talked to analysts, they believe that he basically tied with Wolf. And, you know, in order to win, Corbett would have to do about 3 or 4 points a week. He'd have to pick up. He's down about 15 points. So that's going to be a really, really big hill to climb.
Holly Otterbein with WHYY in Philadelphia. Holly, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And by the way, next week on Here and Now, we're going to be visiting several states with big elections coming up, starting with a broadcast from WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina on Monday. We will be in Macon, Georgia, Georgia Public Broadcasting on Wednesday, and we'll be at WMFE in Orlando, Florida on Thursday. A lot of elections news to get to. We'll be following all of it. Don't miss it next week on Here and Now.